And we unfortunately lost Susie a second ago, but I believe she's back on the phone. Hello, Susie.
Hello, I'm sound, Mick.
Yay!
I'm sound. It's a wonderful mobile phone system, hey?
Well, it happens, doesn't it? You know, the technology these days, you just can't rely on it, right?
I know. We found each other, darling. We're all good.
As I was mentioning before, there's a series going all the way through September called Red Carpet Women. Highlights four inspirational, successful artistic women across stage and screen. We're halfway through the series, and you're the host of the series, Susie, and we're excited to hear how it's gone and what's to come. But can you tell us where the sort of inspiration for the series came from, and why, you know, this is really important to sort of tell their stories?
Well, I am the host, thank you, Mick. I'm also the producer of Red Carpet Women, and I'm very, very grateful and excited that the wonderful marketing manager at Chatswood Chase, John Klein, who's very much a lover and follower of the arts in all genres, was amenable to the proposal, and here we are.
What a fantastic idea it is.
It's wonderful at Chatswood Chase because this interview/lecture system is already set up. John's had the lovely Claudia Chan Shaw speaking on art and sculpture and fashion. The creators from Vivid have been in on a Tuesday to talk to the customers. And now it's time for these amazing women in entertainment. Now, their stories need to be told because they're mates of mine. I know they have a brilliant story, which is the backstory to their careers, if you get my drift. The bits that we don't normally hear about, their lives, their ups and downs, their challenges, their families, it's all that other stuff. And yesterday with Rachel Beck, we even got some fabulous little snippets about Hugh Jackman when she was beautiful. To his, not to his Beast, but in the original production of Beauty and the Beast, Rachel Beck was lead, and so was Hugh Jackman. And so we got, it's all about all those little snippet, gossipy, fabulous little interesting things, if that makes sense.
That's fantastic, because as you're the host, but you also might know these people, it's amazing, you'll be able to get these little stories out of them that maybe other interviewers might not get.
Oh, well, maybe. I don't know. I suppose there is a level of trust, isn't there? Yeah. And of course, you know, we don't talk about things that they don't want to talk about, of course. But I think that level of trust is there, that you can get the little stories and funny things and challenging things and all that sort of thing out of them. So, yeah, we had a great time yesterday. Nancy Hayes was amazing the week before.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the fantastically wonderful, gorgeous and cheeky Tina Bursell coming up next week.
Who people would know, of course, if they've been watching Doctor Doctor. She's in that, but she's done a lot of other things as well.
Oh, my goodness. She says herself she has in the 47th year of her career. So you can just imagine how much she's done. She started in musicals. She then went to straight acting, dramatic acting, comedy. She has the most wicked sense of humour. She's done so much and a lot of television as well. She was in the original Prisoner. In fact, Mick, here's a little bit of information for you. The day after our interview, so the interview is on the 17th with Tina. So on the 18th, she's flying to London for a Prisoner fan convention.
Oh, really? They have Prisoner fan conventions. That's amazing.
They do. Amanda Muggleton, who's the next Red Carpet woman, and Tina were in the original series. They've just done a Prisoner fan thing here in Sydney recently.
Yeah.
Any Prisoner fans listening, you'll know when it was. And can I just tell you, it's 40 years ago.
Wow.
And it's all still fantastic. And that is true fan, true supporter. It's just incredible. So we snuck Tina in the day before she goes to London.
Good timing. And you'll be able to, that's really commitment, isn't it? And a show that aired 40 years ago is still such a popular thing that people will
go
to conventions. That's so great.
Absolutely. Relevant things. And of course, thank you for mentioning Doctor Doctor, the wonderful series, which is in its, they just wrapped the fourth season.
Just finished
filming the fourth season. It'll be coming onto the screen soon. But this is, it's really obviously struck a chord with the Australian public. As Tina herself would say, it's, of course, due to the fabulously handsome, sexy, cheeky, wonderful Roger Corser, who is the doctor.
Yes.
But Tina gives him a bit of stick with her role as the mother. She's actually the doctor, Roger Corse's character's mother.
Yeah, she's fantastic. I'm very lucky to have been in the same room as her recently when I was an extra on one of the Doctor episodes.
Oh, really? Well, I'm going to be using that in the interview, Mick.
I was cheering her on as her son in the show was trying to go up against her on the committee or whatever it was, council. So,
yes, the council, yeah.
So it was quite an entertaining thing to be part of.
Ah, so you've seen her close up. Well, yeah. She does kind of... She is obviously playing a character of the mother and the mayor, or was the mayor of Wyhope.
That's right.
But she's so different to the character of Meryl.
Yeah.
She's out there, baby.
Well, if you want to see how out there, you've got to get down to Chatswood Chase next Tuesday. I think it's at 1 o'clock. Is that when these are on?
It's at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, I'm sorry.
11 o'clock.
11 till 12.
We start at 11. 11 till 12, we do the interview, of course, and then at the end of the chat with myself, we have a Q&A.
Oh, great.
And we've had some fabulously interesting questions come up in just the 2 weeks. So I'm really looking forward to Q&A next week with Tina. Then there's a photo op for all those lovely people that all had their photo taken last week and the week before.
Yeah.
If there's anything, I know there's a couple of the prisoner fans coming. They've got a few things they want Tina to sign. So prisoner fans, come along, bring your whatever you'd like Tina to sign. She loves it. She loves every minute of all that. Then we have a lucky door prize.
Wow.
Which is very exciting. The customers receive a gift bag from Chatswood Chase, which has over $100 worth of offers in it. There's beautiful samples and yummy things from David Jones, cosmetic department. Thank you, David Jones. Thank you, Roxy. It's David Jones at Chatswood Chase. and then the photo op. What I've forgotten is the Haig's chocolate.
Oh, yum. The best chocolate in the world.
Chocolate, thank you, Haig. Yeah. We love that. Thank you.
Very cool. That's an amazing. For $10 a ticket, you get this gift bag and amazing chats with inspirational people. So great.
I know. And the pleasure of our company.
That's it.
And of course, it's 11 till 12. And then, of course, what do we need to do after that, ladies and gentlemen? Go to one of our lovely cafes and restaurants, Chatswood Chase, for lunch.
You're very good at spruiking. I'm very impressed.
Oh, and I'm the Dentelle girl. I am wearing beautiful jewels from Muffin Jewelers. And I'll be featuring fashion labels, already featured Karen Newman and Leona Edmondson. And I'm going to make you wait and not tell you who we're wearing, who Tina and I are wearing next Tuesday.
Well, you've got to turn up to Chatswood Chase next Tuesday and find that out.
I know. We're having a great time. It's really interesting. You asked me the original, let's back to the original question, the inspiration for this. Yeah. I am a performer myself. I've spent the most part of my life in a cabaret trio called Triple Treat. I'm also the president of ALVA, Women in Entertainment, which is a registered charity that supports women and men and the entire entertainment community with benevolent assistance, support in any sort of assistance they might need. And I have done a lot of this in my career. I've hosted many, many events all over the corporate shopping centres, Westfield, everything, Chatswood Chase, lovely, thank you, John. and it's just part of what I do. So this is how it's all come about, because it is part of what I do in my working life. To answer your original question, Mick.
Yeah, well, that's really nice. Not only are you giving back to the community, but putting on these sort of events that people can get up close and personal and find out some really great stuff. Susie Smith, I thank you so much for joining us on 2SER this afternoon, and good luck with the remaining two shows.
Thank you, Mick. It's been a pleasure.
You too. Susie Smith right there. And we're talking about the fantastic event, Red Carpet Women. It is on at Chatswood Chase for the next couple of weeks. Get on down there at 11 o'clock if you can. It's just an early lunch. That's all it is. And Tina Bursell next week on the 17th, and Amanda Muggleton on the 24th.